For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
So here are some of the violent criminals ICE agents were attacked for arresting in Los Angeles. The Vietnamese national, Cong Can Phan, convicted of second-degree murder. Yeah, he was arrested by ICE, out free. Filipino Rolando Enriquez, whose criminal history includes burglary, Ontario, California, sexual penetration with a foreign object with force, and assault with intent to commit rape in Pinoma, California. A Mexican national, Leon Sanchez Laguna, with a criminal history in Orange, California, of discharging a firearm in an inhabited dwelling and vehicle, battery on spouse or cohabitant, willful cruelty to child, driving under the influence, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and personal use of a firearm. Mexican national, Armando Ordaz, whose criminal history includes sexual battery, petty theft in Los Angeles, and receiving known stolen property in Norwalk, California. San Francisco Sanchez Arguello, whose arrests include grand theft larceny charges and possession of prohibited weapon. Ecuadorian Jose Greguito Miranda's Ortiz, whose criminal history includes conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine while on board a vessel in Tampa, Florida. Mexican national Victor Mendoza Aguilar, whose criminal history in Pasadena includes conviction or possession of unlawful paraphernalia, possessing controlled substances, assault with a deadly weapon, not a firearm, obstructing a public officer and resisting. Mexican national Delfino Aguilar Martinez, whose criminal history includes assault with a deadly weapon and great bodily injury in Los Angeles. Peruvian national Jose Cristobal Hernandez Butron, convicted of robbery. Honduran national Jordan Mauricio Mesa Equibel, whose criminal history includes arrest for distribution of heroin and cocaine and domestic violence. And Mexican national Jesus Alan Hernandez Morales, whose criminal history includes conspiracy to transport an illegal alien in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Those are the individuals that were arrested by ICE. Those are the individuals that the SIU president blocked a van for when they were bringing him into the detention facility. Those are the individuals that were not just day workers at Home Depot doing their thing, trying to contribute to society and paying their taxes. They may have been trying to do those things, but they have already proven themselves unworthy and unsafe to be members of our society. Therefore, ICE was out there looking for them, had targets on them, knew where they were, had information, and swept in to arrest them. And those are the individuals who were arrested. Doesn't sound like a nice bunch of people, but somehow, somewhere, you know, this was all manufactured by this administration. Take your mind and eyes off something. What would that something be? What is there? There is absolutely nothing going on right now. Everything's going good. The jobs number was good. The economy's good. The tariffs aren't affecting us like we thought they would. The mainstream media thought they would anyway. The unemployment numbers were holding steady. Wages are up. There's no reason to distract this. And it's interesting because they said this is all caused by Trump calling up the National Guard in L.A. But yet again, these things are happening in Portland, New York, San Francisco, not just L.A. So how do you explain that? Now, of course, you have the SIU individual that's the president that's been arrested there. And now you have the unions involved because they're just here to protect workers. Are those the workers that the SIU and the union cohorts are looking to protect? Are those the workers that Democrats want to stake the next election on? Well, you have to ask yourself, because Biden-era grant funding is funding L.A. immigration protesters. It is. The Los Angeles faced a day of riots Friday and Saturday and Sunday after a new wave of federal immigration and custom enforcement operations, resulting in violence and the deployment of riot police. Now we've seen the videos of rioters using hammers to break off concrete from nearby structures to create projectiles to hurl at officers. Some of the demonstrators identified with the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights, a pro-immigration organization given a $450,000 grant by the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security for citizens' education and training. According to figures cited by Los Angeles City Council, approximately 10% of the city's residents are illegal immigrants. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass condemned ICE operations, while Los Angeles Police Department Jim McDonnell reiterated the department's policy for not assisting ICE with similar immigration enforcement or mass deportations and not seeking to determine individuals' immigration status.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It gets into the SIU president being arrested. The arrest of Huerta, that's the SIU California president, whose union represents 700,000 Californians, represents a major escalation in law enforcement operations. He was arrested for interfering with federal officers, said U.S. Attorney Bill Asila, who oversees the Central District of California, including Los Angeles. Now, let's get back to this Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights. Video shows rioters using hammers to break off concrete from nearby structures to create projectiles. Some of the demonstrators identified with the Coalition of Immigration Rights, a pro-immigration organization given almost $500,000 from the Biden administration. So that's how some of this is being funded. That's how they're able to mobilize, because they do have a funding platform behind them. Somewhat like some of our organizations here locally that don't get violent, but they have these pop-up protests with pre-made signs because they take in all this money to pay themselves and fund themselves and then show up at events to say, hey, look, we're doing something to support you, but really they're supporting themselves with spending 70, 77% of what they take in for donations that you think is going to your cause on salary and benefits for themselves. It's a self-sustaining wheel that just spins around and round and round. And now you have the union dollars behind this, because the protest today, because the SIU president was arrested, is totally union funded. They have their pre-printed signs. I just read you a statement from the SAG union, which is the actors union, in support of their SEIU sister union at this demonstration. But it's interesting. And if you listen to the show, and you can go back and listen to the first hour of the show, I started off by saying that very few people in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a very big city. I believe it's 75 miles by 75 miles. Very few people in the city are involved with this, know what's going on, or affected by it. I just pulled up a traffic map for Los Angeles, and outside of a highway and a few overpasses near these buildings, traffic is moving fine. Well, now you have everyday traffic. But there's no blockades, no streets closed, no anything else going on. And it is the middle of the day there. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There are protesters there. I see some pastors there. They're waving different flags, not American flags, by the way, but foreign national flags, and protesting ICE. They did show some video of some people pushing on the National Guard near one of the federal buildings. They were pushing them back, and that seems to be contained now. But on the lines where any of the protesters are, it's mostly law enforcement. National Guard is tasked with solely protecting the assets, the buildings, that no one goes there, to free up those officers. Now, does this get worse again tonight, being it's the first weeknight? We'll see. It depends what the mobilization was. It depends, if the word went out. But we've seen this before. What is also happening here, and I've talked to individuals in the Department of Justice, is they are using this to specifically track the infrastructure of these groups, how they're getting there, what funding is going on, how they're getting their assets, who's printing their signs. So while their message is falling on flat ears because the majority of America agrees that illegal immigrants with criminal records should be removed, I think it's 77 to 80% on both parties agree with that. Now, outside of people that believe that they're just snatching up day workers at Home Depot that are trying to make a living, that are trying to look, make a better life for their families and them, and there's no cars on fire that we're looking at right now, and no police officers were injured except for the ones I saw with the blood coming from their head and the one with his finger severely severed from the glass when a rock went through the window. None of that ever happened. It's just minor. It's just minor. And rocks and bricks and concrete aren't weapons. So we've determined that today, but I wouldn't really suggest you test that theory out in the real world because they very much are.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.